living the life in VR chat.
How'd you rate the overall experience if you had to on this? Was it day six?
Yes, it's day six. Day seven will start. Let's see, it's three. It'll start in about an hour and 40 minutes. Uh-huh. Be the start of day seven.
And then you only I'll go for it.
What was that?
I was going to say, then after that, you got 24 hours left?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Around 4:44 is when I started on Monday, so 24 hours.
All right.
How would I rate the experience? It's actually going a lot better than I expected. The first couple days were a little slow. It's kind of hard to get into it. But overall, probably a solid like 9 out of 10. Only because of I've probably just been spending too much time awake, and it's taking a toll on my body. So once we get rid of these physical things, it should be fine.
Yeah. What have you been doing most of the time?
Most of the time, just kind of interacting with people. I've got a morning routine where I get some exercise in to get the blood flowing. Then I'll try and go to random worlds, get some new experiences, and then slowly it'll start to populate with some of the regulars, and then they'll kind of keep me company. And then towards the end of the night, you know, just kind of go to like a chill place, relax, and talk with some people. It's been nice.
That's dope. Do you feel like integrated? Like, does this? Do you feel comfortable in game, or do you find yourself like wishing to exit most of the time?
I feel comfortable most of the time. I was wondering how much I would miss interacting with actual people instead of anime avatars and furries. but it's been good, and I haven't found myself missing that at all. The only time I want to take the headset off is when I feel discomfort in the face area.
Yeah. Is it mostly around?
Most nights.
Yeah, is it mostly around like the eyes, or what's the physical discomfort?
Mostly around the forehead and underneath the eyes. My eyes actually feel fine. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be extremely red when I take this thing off, but we'll see.
That's good, man. It's glad to hear. I was chatting with Jordan. We were worried about you, man. It seems brutal talking, you know, just on a constant basis with people.
Mm-hmm. Especially being an introvert.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a trip. Well, you're breaking ground here, man. You're a cybernaut.
Man,
you're exploring.
I'm exploring one world at a time. How much time did you spend on in VR chat during your week?
Not a lot, actually. So just like a couple hours out of the entire bit. But yeah, no, like you were talking, the interacting with people, especially with the full kind of body tracking.
Your head's freaking me out right now, Jack.
Oh, is it glitching?
It was just spinning around.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it is.
but yeah, no, especially with like the full body tracking, a lot of people have the interaction and the talking, I feel like, is kind of the first thing that the mind recognizes is almost indistinguishable from talking to someone in real life.
It really is, yeah. I think that's what helps me not even crave like the physical interaction version of that interaction. I do think that a week might be a little too short to really test that, but we'll see afterwards. I'm kind of interested to see how I feel afterwards after not being able to, when I'm not able to just talk to somebody in a second.
Yeah, not having everyone at like the holodecks. It's a trip, man. Are there any things you're looking forward to on the outside world?
Right now, it's just being able to sleep without something on my head. You know, one of my biggest regrets with this challenge is giving you the VR cover.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, I should have said that. Right.
I don't think we didn't even have this planned when we organized that.
Yeah, it's a trip. Are you allowing yourself to open up any like external windows to watch like movies or anything, or just fully in?
Just fully in. I have a OVR drop. I'm using OVR drop just to monitor chat and to you know, make sure that the stream looks all right and I'm on camera. But yeah, I'm trying to just be engaged in VR chat as a whole for the most part.
That's fair. That's fair. Going hardcore mode, man. Brutal. What kind of worlds have you been sleeping in?
Mostly chill worlds. Somebody wanted me to sleep in Jurassic Park world, but I'm not sure if I would have gotten great rest there, because worlds like that, fantastical worlds and stuff, don't have the option to adjust the lighting, and a lot of the sleeping worlds don't have blue light, which is nice. So I can, you know, get some sleep. But yeah, usually Eric actually took me to his Airbnb a few times. Very, very gracious host.
Have you been keeping the worlds like private, or is it can anyone join that?
So was it the first night or the second night? I think it might have been the second night. I left it open to friends because I had made some friends. I thought I could trust them, but then I was woken up abruptly the next morning by someone spamming a sound clip. How did it go? I think it was like, "I get up." And it was just like, "I get up, I get up, I get up, I get up." And so that was the moment that I realized I need to sleep in private worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, I think the next day was when, the day after that was when Eric brought me to the first one of his Airbnbs. And they had a private room that I could lock. And I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll lock myself in here. I'll leave the room open to friends so that when I wake up, you know, I can be greeted by them and we can go do something together." And then that was spoiled as well, because someone used some third-party software to make their way into my room. So from then on, I'd been sleeping privately.
Dang. It's wall hackers. That's a trip. Yeah, that moment, you know, like when you're in sleep and then you wake up, you're sort of realizing your surroundings. Has that been kind of trippy for you?
It has been. Transition. I think, you know what? I think tonight I should sleep in a non-sleeping world, just to see how it would feel, how much more jarring it would be. Because I do sleep in these worlds that are meant to be slept in, I wake up and it's, you know, a nice room with a nice view probably. So I wake up to, like this morning, I woke up on the beach to the sun with some clouds, and so it was nice to wake up. But yeah, I wonder how it would be if I just woke up in space. So I might try that tonight. But what has been has been messing with me a little bit is I don't think I've been sleeping long enough sessions to really remember my dreams fully, because the only two dreams I had a third dream today, but the only two dreams I had before today was my morning routine, which is me exercising and then kind of saying my good mornings to everybody in chat. And then I'll wake up. So it's like this little cycle, this little mini cycle that's not very pleasant, where I have to go through exactly what I just experienced right away. And then last night I dreamt about this full day, minus the interview, but just a full day of exploring. And then I wake up and I'm like, "Oh, still another 20, 26, 27 more hours. It is not Monday."
It's like a virtual Groundhog Day. Huh. So you're actually, are you seeing the UI
yes,
in the dream? Or is it more just
the visual? I didn't notice it in the first two dreams, but last night, yes, it was full on VR chat for a day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it really makes.
I was just gonna say minus my OVR drop. Actually, I don't recall interacting with anybody. It was just a VR chat experience of going around the world and talking to people. Couldn't tell you what those conversations were, but
yeah, it really makes me wonder. Like, as we transition more into like being. That transition between reality and virtual reality, just talking about like the gear itself, as that gap sort of shrinks, I imagine when we have sort of these spaces, like a virtual apartment, as an example, that become more familiar, that are almost like flag posts that people are like, you know, spending their entire days in, like working out of, I imagine the dream state and the virtual state will, like you mentioned, just be sort of one like the seamless thing for better and worse. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a trip. Have you found yourself like kind of wanting a space of your own, or are you sort of comfortable in the public being watched constantly?
It would definitely be a relief, I feel like, to just be able to do what I want and just kind of coast and enjoy it. Not to say I'm not enjoying it the way it is, but I do feel like it kind of messes with the authenticity of the experience as far as being able to tell. Because I'm more than likely getting a lot more social interactions than I would have if I went silent, you know? I started it silent, unknown. But I will say the experiences where I've gone to random worlds, for the most part, the people there have been very open, and it's like I'll be invited to come and hang out with random people nonetheless, you know, without them knowing who I am, what I'm doing here. So but it would be interesting to do it as an undercover boss sort of VR chat experience.
Yeah, just going through it. Yeah, I've been kind of popping in and out of chat throughout the week, and it's nice to see support, you know.
Oh, it definitely helps.
Yeah. Kind of helps through those droughts of loneliness.
I actually the only time I truly feel lonely is whenever I pop on pass through the quest and go do my daily tasks. I'm kind of just like, So that's why I'm interested in seeing how I'm going to feel when I get out. Because if I'm gone for 5 minutes and I feel that way, I can only imagine, you know, the few hours when I'm done, how I'm going to feel. And then the day after and the next day. So that'll be interesting to experience. Hopefully it doesn't hit me too hard.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, you know, it's, always have the headset there if you need it. How has it been doing the outside tasks? Is it difficult through the
pass through? It's a lot easier than when I did the Beat Saber challenge, when I just blindfolded myself. the hardest thing, I think the worst part of it, I cooked a steak yesterday in the quest. And if you ever want to, like, not be hungry anymore, go ahead and pop a quest on, put pass-through on. Cook that steak, you know, how you want it, however you can. And then go ahead and take your knife and cut through it, because it is the most unappetizing looking thing when you look at a steak in black and white. Just, like, the shreds of white that are stuck together as you're cutting it. I don't know. It was not fun.
That's brutal.
But yeah, everything else.
How did you check if it was... How'd you check if it was fully cooked?
Well, I tend to eat my steaks like medium rare, and I'm okay with rare. So it was kind of like a matter of just kind of, as long as I cooked it at least, you know, 2 or 3 minutes on each side, it was going to be fine. I'm not sure exactly to what stage of cooking I got it to, but the funny thing is that I seasoned it better than I would have if I could see it properly, because I can't see seasonings as I'm putting them on, you know, because of the low resolution in that headset. But yeah, I somehow did it and it was delicious. But still, that uneasiness from watching myself prepare that thing was something else. But I just knew I had to eat.
Yeah, that's fair. What have you been mostly eating? Is it like, are you cooking a lot?
I am cooking quite often. Apparently I have some loved ones that are watching the streams, so they've been dropping some stuff off at the studio. So that's been a nice surprise, but for the most part, I've been cooking a lot of eggs. I feel like it's easy to just kind of scramble up some eggs, but keep them together. A ton of spinach. I got a giant bag of spinach, so it's been a lot of eggs and spinach. And then, yeah, that's for the most. Sometimes I'll throw some protein in there. I've only had ramen, I think, once. Like I've got some instant ramen because I figured that'd be easy to prepare. Only had to do that once, luckily. Yeah.
Right on. That's good stuff. Yeah, it makes it the idea of, like, I feel like the current time period that we're in, mm-hmm. 2020, is like we're not experiencing full dive mm-hmm. VR yet, but it's kind of like the step to get there. How has it been, like, being fully immersed in that? Has it kind of changed your outlook? Have you come across any thoughts, any ideas about how someone would live in a reality such as the one you're in, even longer term?
A way of getting there, not so much is not been on my mind, except that I want it. I do want that. I've been mostly just impressed by how immersed I actually am. Despite, you know, talking to you the way that you look right now and everything going on, it's crazy how immersive it is, and it just makes me more excited to get to a point of a full dive. There's just so much crazy stuff to do in here.
Yeah, I imagine you've seen, like, the the full spectrum of VR chat itself, like the great stuff, the mm-hmm. weird stuff, the odd stuff.
Like, yeah, there's one part of VR chat I haven't been to, and but I don't think I can do that on stream. But I also don't plan on going there off stream either.
Yes. The red light district. Yeah.
But yeah. But,
yeah.
I was just gonna say. But yeah, it's been wonderful, you know, the weird experiences, the truly weird. I'm not sure if you saw it, but we went to the Church of Shrek. Were you able to check that out? I think you would have enjoyed it there.
Yeah, I saw someone get married.
So it's truly wonderful, what goes on in people's minds and their ability to craft these worlds in such a way. It's truly beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a trip, man. I feel like it's one of the kind of the first ideas of a collective mind, in the sense that, like, you take the internet, right? Like, it's this 2D thing that people can develop, code, program for, and then we interact with that thing, the web. But now we're seeing this meta thing, the metaverse, that is like a collective mind, but we're interacting with it in the same way that we interact with mm-hmm. physical reality. So it's like just jumping into this strange collection of people's
I think,
ideas.
I'd gone to a couple of worlds that were just awful, and I'd seen the chat. Someone mentioned, is this do you remember You're the Man Now, Dog? No, it's like it's called YTMND, like .com. But it was pretty much, we went to this one world and it was all just like memes on the walls, just like cat photos, and just that's all it was. And it really did remind me of like a 3D You're the Man Now, Dog. It was just a site full of memes. You just refresh it and look at different terrible websites with terrible memes. was definitely like that. But
yeah, just jumping into these like arrays. That's cool. Has there been any ones that have that you've found yourself going back to regularly?
I try not to go back too much. I believe you know Pika Petey, right? I believe you've met him before. Yeah, so
yeah.
He is a character. But it's been nice. I'm impressed with his dedication to his character. He made me promise, which I've broken a few times, not to go back to the same world, because there are literally thousands of worlds that I can go to. And there's one that I actually needed to go back to because I wanted to revisit and show some people as well, but it's this one called Backend. It's this awesome platforming world. It's got a jumping platform puzzles that you do with a 2D view of the stage that you're on. And that's been like the most fun world that I've been on. And it's funny because I think that world's like 2 years old. And then also with Avatar 3.0, I don't know if you saw this either, but I have this avatar that lets me play Beat Saber. So I can get some flashbacks from that as I go along in case I get a little too comfortable.
That's funny. It's like jumping in between timelines, the Beat Saber time and VR chat. How has time been? Is it kind of blended together? Has it felt faster, slower?
It's definitely picked up speed, and that's another thing I'm afraid of, because I do enjoy VR chat, and I played a little bit before the challenge, but time goes by so fast now that I'm afraid that it's going to ruin VR chat for me, because I'm going to try and play it in my off time, and I'm going to be in what feels like 2 hours, and then it'll be like 5 a.m, and then I gotta go. Like, I think it's gonna ruin my experience. But yeah, time is definitely speeding up. The first 2 days were kind of painfully slow. But these last, I think, 3 days have just kind of flew by. And it's not like I'm sleeping the entire day. I do go to bed at unreasonable hours, but I'll only sleep on average probably 7 hours. Which I'm actually impressed with in the headset. But yeah, time is just moving. How was sleep for you in the headset?
Yeah, I'd say it's similar. It's like, especially with the circadian rhythm, I kind of just gave up trying to keep it under schedule and just kind of went with what the body was feeling. I'd say it's similar around 7 hours. How has the schedule been for you? Have you just been going with what you naturally feel?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. I just wake up when I wake up and go to bed when I'm tired. And it just has been gradually shifting later and later. I've been trying not to keep an eye on the clock, but a lot of people will tell me. And there's no problem with that. But I think from the beginning, I would go to bed around... Like the first night I went to bed at like 3 or 4, and then last night I went to bed at 8:30. So it's just gradually just cycling around. No rhythm to that. Yeah,
that's a trip. Yeah, it always kind of reminds me of like what astronauts may feel, because it's just this constant place where there's no real set night day cycle. Just a reliance on the internal clock. It's a trip. Has there been any low point? What would you say was the lowest point so far and equally the highest point so far?
I feel like the lowest points are probably what I mentioned before about when I'm not in VR chat. I might be developing some sort of addiction to the socialization on here. But But yeah, whenever I'm not in here and in the heads in the quest, you know, taking care of hygiene and preparing food, when I truly realize I am completely alone. Because when I'm in VR chat, I'm distracted by that fact. Or maybe distracted isn't the right term, because I am socializing in here, so I am not alone. But yeah, when I'm truly alone and I'm aware of it, that's probably the low points. The equally high points. The high points have just been kind of like those points. Towards the end of the night, when I can just chill and socialize with some of the closer connections that I've made in VR chat. And just being able to vibe, man. Kind of distract myself from the fact that I've been in this headset for, I can't read it right now, 142 hours off and on, you know, switching out. But in a headset during that whole time, it definitely helps to get those chill vibes and the conversations flowing.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes, yeah, it's a trip. Like, what is that word now become, alone, when we can basically think and be connected? I feel like up to now, the idea of socialization meant planning with friends and then getting ready to go out and then driving, grabbing an Uber and then going out and then coming back. But now it's like all the physical world things that we have to do in order to set up the socialization is for the most part taken away. So it's like the gap between being alone in the physical space and the gap between socialization has just shrunk. So then it's like that transition is so much smaller.
And then, hey, that's another plus for socializing virtually. How long would it take to set all that up, get prepared, make sure everybody's coordinated at the right time? You don't even have to wear pants if you don't want to, and it's all right. Cut out a lot of time, more time you can spend in this reality.
Plus, you could go to Shrek.
Get married to your best friend.
Minion World again. Yeah, it's the future's looking bright. I think, it kind of gives me hope even for like more of the like real world stuff when we think about like co-working spaces, schools, study groups. Once we can kind of, I'm sure there's applications like this where we can like share screens, but once you can like share data, information, 2D data, I mean, like papers and drawing and stuff between people in the space, it's like, yeah, I mean, it really unlocks so much for socialization.
I feel like that definitely, isolation, to me, sounds like something that could be like next level for VR chat if they integrated something like that within their game. Because you have your private world, you could go, you know, do some coding on the beach or something and turn that in without having to use, you know, use your external monitor using OVR drop or something. If that was just like integrated in here as something that you could just do. And like you said, just be able to send files to each other and just slowly transition from having to do anything outside.
It's interesting to be alive in this little time between the development of a technology like this. Do you have, say there's someone listening that's thinking about doing an experiment like this or integrating virtual reality more into their life for social, etc. Do you have any thoughts, advice for someone planning out there?
If they wanted to do something similar, I would say don't sleep in your headset. That does not need to be a part of the experience. Just take care of yourself. Time will start to start to speed up when you spend more time in here. And if you're honestly thinking about doing it for for multiple days, multiple weeks. Yeah, make sure you're eating, because, you know, 16 hours will go by like that, and you'll realize, oh, I've only had 2 eggs this morning. You'll quickly lose sight of your physical body if you're taking care of and you'll forget to take care of yourself. So make sure you do that. I luckily have, you know, a ton of people watching me to remind me to eat and to remind me to drink water. So these are the things that, you know, most the average person, if they're going to try and do this, they most likely won't have a steady flow of people concerned with their health. Especially if they're living on their own or something and trying to do this without anyone knowing.
Yeah. No, definitely. I always found the working out as well, like, really helped the mental state so much. What kind of workouts have you been doing?
It has been all squats. It's been all squats since I think day 2. But I've been getting stronger. I think Tuesday we my morning routine has been get my coffee. My morning routine has been roll around in bed, check chat. I see Pika Petey's already there, ready for me, ready for squats. I'll try and go back to bed. There's been one time where I did go back to bed for an hour or two, and the second that I rolled around, Pika Petey was there, ready to do squats again. Just always there, watching, waiting. I'll grab my coffee to get that little slight energy boost, and then we'll go to Squat World. And the first time we did it, it was 100 squats. Next day, I think I did 110. The day following was 150, maybe. And then the day after it was 200, and yesterday it was 250. So we'll probably be doing 300 today. Would you like to join us for some squats, Jack? After this?
What time?
Probably directly after this, this? If he's still available. I feel like it's something you need to experience. You don't have to do 300, but you gotta at least see our warm-up exercises. You gotta hear that playlist. It's the perfect routine to wake up to.
That sounds great.
I definitely should have been doing more push-ups or something, though. My upper body's looking a little sickly.
It was I can't wait until they kind of expand some of the workout stuff, not only in VR chat but fully. I think that's definitely a big use case for it. I was watching a video yesterday where it was someone talking about, I think they were in New Zealand or Australia, and apparently they're extremely locked up there.
I remember hearing about that as well.
And one of the guys was saying he's just kind of like deteriorating because he's confined to his very small apartment. Days are just kind of blending. And then he decided to kind of get a Quest and started doing some of these different like socialization, like VR chat and different apps, and just kind of saying it helps a lot. It's just cool to see the technology kind of bringing a positive effect on the world in the
current
state.
Yeah, and it's wonderful seeing VR getting becoming more easily acceptable for the average consumer, which is going to be like the next step, getting it as popular as gaming consoles in every household. But yeah, I think this is also a wonderful year for VR. I feel like the best time to start is now. Forget about all the problems in the real world. Upload yourself.
That's a trip. What kind of gear are you using?
The headset that I'm using right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Trackers.
I'm using Vive trackers for full body right now. I think what I needed to do, I should have invested in a few more. It would have been nice to have maybe some trackers on my knees and my elbows as well. That kind of like breaks the immersion sometimes. because the arm in here pretty much only bends this way. If I put my arms out here, and it doesn't really match up. So this is like kind of like the only time it's like truly feeling like this is my body when I move my arms. But for the most part, I'm not going to be looking at my own arms. It's just one of those things that kind of, one of those subtle things that would help with immersion if my elbows moved the same way within the game as outside. And then the same thing with my knees. But yeah, I've just got trackers on my feet and my waist just to add to that experience.
Nice. Well, cool. Otis, you got a day left. I wish you the best of luck. You're killing it out there exploring cyberspace. And yeah, I appreciate you coming on to chat, man.
I appreciate your kind words and thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure talking to you again, Jack.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see if we can get this workout going.
Squats. I'm interested to see what this will be like.
I'm interested to see you and see you experience it.